So a week ago, coming in third in New Hampshire was good enough for John Huntsman.
I'd say third place is a ticket to ride, ladies and gentlemen.
He called it a ticket to ride into South Carolina, but it looks like John Huntsman is out of the race. He's expected to announce today that he's ending his bid for the White House and will endorse Mitt Romney. National political correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, joins us, Jim Rutenberg. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
So given your sort of experience watching Huntsman campaign, do you think this is a strategic decision in terms of maintaining some sort of role going forward, say, at the convention, or has he just run out of steam?
It's probably more of the latter. I think that third place, they felt like they gave them enough to carry on, but they were expecting to be a kind of stronger third place, if not a second place out of New Hampshire. So it's kind of not surprising. The one thing that is surprising is that they went this far into this close to the actual primary on Saturday. So the timing's a little weird, but.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he got a phone call from somewhere. You know, I want to ask you about your colleague David Brooks in the Times and on National Public Radio has mentioned on a number of occasions that he thinks that Huntsman was really a dreadful campaigner in terms of not having a really good retail politics style. Now, I don't know if that had anything to do with his showing in New Hampshire, but do you go along with that? You've seen him in action.
You know, I don't know if I agree. I mean, he did not light up a room, and that surprised me in the beginning because some of our competitors and colleagues out there in the political media world thought he was the best thing they'd seen in ages. And he was not that. But I did notice that in New Hampshire, people really would warm to him after they watched him, and they would. So whether he was wowing me as a pundit class, reporter, what have you, everyday voters said, you know, he really made some sense. So I think I disagree with David on that.
Well, one of the things that's interesting is that the centrists within the GOP are pretty solidly in Romney's corner. It's not like the evangelicals and the Tea Party folks sort of trying out Newt Gingrich for a week or Herman Cain for a week or Santorum for a couple of weeks. With Romney having momentum, there's really not any sort of mathematical pathway forward for John Huntsman, it seems.
No, what was becoming clear was that his candidacy was kind of formed on the idea that Romney would stumble somehow, and then there would be John Huntsman to pick up his space. And obviously that hasn't happened.
Jim Rutenberg, national political correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Let's check in now on a voice we've heard a lot on the campaign trail, Ron Christie, Republican political strategist and political contributor to The Takeaway and itsafreecountry.org, the political website of our partner, WNYC. Ron, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
So in some sense, you really called this as well. You were right on the social conservatives and the way they were tracking in New Hampshire and how that bodes in South Carolina. You also seem to suspect that as Romney develops momentum, Huntsman is facing a dead end. And that seems to be what happened here.
Well, I think that's right. I think what you saw with Governor Huntsman is that he pursued a similar strategy to Rudy Giuliani 4 years ago. Giuliani was sort of hoping to be the alternative to John McCain. He didn't really compete in the early primary and caucus states and sort of laid down his firewall in Florida, which, of course, was a strategy that failed. Here you have Governor Huntsman, who didn't compete at all in Iowa, which I thought was a mistake, and seemed to put all the eggs in his basket in New Hampshire, which was a strategy I think that was fraught with peril. He put a lot of money, he put a lot of time on the ground in New Hampshire, and had a very disappointing third place finish. So it's only the natural conclusion, frankly, that he's dropping out sooner rather than later. Didn't have the money, didn't have the organization, and obviously didn't have the popular support.
Well, he actually does have the money somewhere in his family, but he certainly doesn't have the moneyed support, which would suggest that he's going to have an army of supporters out there. It's just not worth pursuing, even though he does have the money within his family.
Well, but see, that remains to be seen, too. I mean, his father, obviously a very, very wealthy billionaire from Utah, did not seem to really indicate that he wanted to put a lot of money into his son's presidential bid. Huntsman, while a very wealthy man himself, also didn't seem to want to dip into his own personal coffers. So I think perhaps both Huntsmans with the deep pockets were waiting to see whether there was traction behind his candidacy. And unfortunately for him, the voters didn't reciprocate and respond in kind.
Talking with Ron Christie, neither of us, of course, would be able to be a fly on the wall if they had a conversation. You know, John, maybe we should just build an amusement park in the back of your house, maybe get out of the presidential campaign. But that's a completely irresponsible speculation on my part. Back to the politics of this. It does seem as though the alternative anxiety about Romney is very ideologically based. Centrists don't have a problem with him as a campaigner.
I think that's true. And I think centrists also are being very pragmatic right now in that they want to have a candidate they believe will be best positioned to take on President Obama, both by way of organization with the president, by way of financial strength. And of course, that candidate into the debates and into the fall can actually give the president a run for his money. And from a pragmatic and a centrist standpoint, I don't see any other candidate on the stage at this point other than Governor Romney, who has the ability to do what it means and what it's necessary to do to take on President Obama. So I think the centrists who we've seen who have been coalescing him around Governor Romney are also being pragmatic in their choice.
Now, you are a better gauge of this than I am, certainly. Huntsman did poll a real number. Do you think his supporters absolutely go to Romney, or is there some danger, like there's been constant talk in the social conservative realm, that if they're not happy with Romney, they just stay home? It seems like less of an ideological question for these folks.
I think they very well might just stay home. Same thing
really?
With Governor Tim Pawlenty. Yes, same thing with Governor Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota, who dropped out early and endorsed Romney. Doesn't seem like Romney received much of the Pawlenty support. And my sense today, John, is that I don't see too many of the Huntsman folks going in the Romney camp.
So the way it stands right now, Romney's getting the centrists and, you know, sort of the electability conservatives in the GOP, and the social conservative vote is divided from here on out.
Divided, but as you and I have talked for weeks, the social conservatives recognize they need a winner. They want President Obama out of the White House, and Romney might be their ticket to run.
All right, Ron Christie, thanks so much. Republican political strategist and contributor to The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.